podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Yannick Sinner is the champion in Miami. He defeated Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets. This is the post-match reaction. Let's go through it. So let's get into it. And Yannick Sinner wins the Miami Open, defeating Grigor Dimitrov 6-3, 6-1 in Miami. And it is his win at the third attempt. It was his third final, but he got it done. They say third time lucky. It definitely was for Yannick Sinner. And you can see how he's progressed over the finals. The first one to Hurkacz, the second one to Medvedev. This time round, he played Dimitrov, who was in inspired form, and he defeated him in a comfortable nature, it has to be said. And he's now 22-1 in 2024. Third title of 2024. Second Masters title. He got another one in Toronto last year. And 13th title all in all. It is a lot to behold from Yannick Sinner. What a match he played as well against Dimitrov. This one, Dimi did come out the traps fast, as I expected. He really did take the game to Yannick Sinner. But there's just something different about him these days, Yannick. It's just the movement. It's that I was saying during the match, the movement of Yannick Sinner is the one thing which is setting him apart from the rest of the tour. He has the ground shots, but to get in the position to play them, he is now doing that on a regular basis, and it's the toughest thing. He slides into a lot of shots that are out of his reach now. Sometimes in the past, they would have gone past him. Now they don't. Now he's able to just stretch out, slide in, and he just stays in the rally, and he bides his time until he wins the rally. And Grigor seemed out of ideas in this final. The first set was close. The second set, Grigor's mind went. You could see the moment when his mind just broke and he had a smash on top of the net right at the end of the match. Sure, it's normally a shot he'll just put away easily. This one he smashed miles long, and that was really the writing on the wall. If he thought he was staying in it, that was guaranteed that he wasn't going to. And Yannick Sinner is the first man under the age of 23 to win three titles in the first 3 months of a season since Andy Murray. Go on, Andy. He is only the fourth man to do it since 2000. We've got Leighton Hewitt, Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and Yannick Sinner making his name into that great elect number of players there. And it was a great Masters for Grigor Dimitrov. We can't ignore the fact that Grigor actually played well in this match as well. It wasn't just a whitewash final, 6-3, 6-1. I'd say the first set was very entertaining, but the second set, it was just very tactical, and you just saw it was just a battle of minds. It wasn't a battle of physicality this final. We know that they can both be physical. We know that Grigor can just do his best and wipe people off a court. It just wasn't working in this match. And he played incredible tennis for 10 days, defeated Tobio when the match seemed over, 6-1, 6-love to Hanfman, defeated Hurkacz, Alcaraz, Zverev, all back-to-back, playing almost perfectly. And return to the top 10. We got to remember that as well about Grigor. Absolute legend and super nice guy. And he only has good things to say about his fellow players on tour. And this is what he said about Yannick after the match. He said, "Yannick, I'm going to start with congratulating you and your team. He's been exceptional throughout the whole year. Such amazing tennis, an amazing game and everything. It's a pleasure to watch. Definitely not to play." "This tournament has been difficult throughout all the years. This year, I was so determined to do well that I almost did too well. It's been extremely special to play in front of the fans. I'm just very grateful and thankful. When I look at my box, I feel like a winner. Thank you all. I love you all a lot." And say no more, Grigor Dimitrov. He is loved by all. And what a performance he's put on for the fans in this tournament. I'm hoping that we get to see the same thing as soon as we go onto the clay courts. And for the rest of the year, rest of the career as well, hopefully, for Dimitrov. But we're here to talk about Sinner, the champion as well. And it's 22-1 so far this season. Australian Open champ, Rotterdam champ, Indian Wells semi-finalist, Miami champ in the race to number one. In the race, he's number one to number one at the end of the year. And he is the current standings. He is the new world number two. Overtakes Carlos Alcaraz. There's the man, Jannik Sinner. And the word number one comes up again because Jannik is the first player to claim the men's singles title at the Australian Open and Miami Open in the calendar year since Roger Federer in 2017. Well, there's been a lot of comparisons with him and Roger Federer. Maybe we're going to have the Alcaraz Nadal. We're going to have him and Federer being compared consistently. And just to finish off, Vance just confirming, Jannik Sinner is going to be great on clay. I've got no doubts. The unpolished, skinny version that made a Monte Carlo semi-final, Rome quarter-final, beat Alcaraz and Umag, and gave Nadal problems for two sets at Roland Garros in the quarter-finals. World number one looks likely if he keeps up this nearly unplayable level. I would agree with you there, Vance. I think Jannik Sinner, he looks incredible. Let me know your thoughts about Jannik Sinner's performance in this Miami Open and tell me how you think he's going to fare on the clay courts too. But that's enough from me. Jannik Sinner reigns supreme again. He is the best tennis player on tour right now. Well, does Djokovic have something to say about that? Seen him warming up on the clay a bit earlier than usual. I can't wait for the clay court swing, let me tell you that much. Hit a like, subscribe, and we'll see you probably tomorrow. It's going to be the countdown. It returns, so join us for the podcast.
Podcast Network.